forgive me if I have no idea what day it is all day today. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 107.1 streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom. Bradley Trainer.
Hi, what's up, bitches?
Hi, welcome back. Thank you.
So good to have you back.
It's so good to be back.
Oh, so much has happened since you've been gone.
So, okay.
Everything went to crap.
Well, so this is one of the things that happens, as you well know, Bradley, when you're on, like when you're off for a couple of days, the people who were on, meaning you and Holly, are like, yeah, I mean, not much really happened, but the person who was off, that's me,
yeah,
is like, so much happened, I missed
Oh, God. All the celebrities did all the things.
Well, the thing I really missed the most was something that sort of started to trickle out, no pun intended, before I left for my little three-day, you know, time away. And that was the story about Jerry Falwell Jr. Mm-hmm. But that story exploded over the weekend and early this week. And I unplugged.
Yeah.
So I don't know anything.
Well, good, because we do. Because we've been talking about this at the beginning of our show since Monday. And, you know, we love to go deep in the shallow on this program.
That's what we do.
And we did just that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It's now Thursday. You have more updates, and we also can just look back and answer any questions you have. Like, so what do you know about the Jerry Falwell Jr. scandal?
Okay, so I'm dead serious. This is how much I know. I know that he has stepped down from Liberty United.
University.
I know that there's a pool boy involved somewhere.
Yep.
And I know that there was a picture last week of him with a young lady on a yacht with their pants unzipped. And literally, those are my three facts that
okay,
I know.
So let's start at the very beginning. We first
talked. Very good place to start.
Very good place to start. In recent history, we have talked about the Jerry Falwell scandal in terms of.
Do
this,
we have to say it like that?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
In terms of the photograph that forced him to take a sort of temporary leave, or he would temporarily step away from his role as the president of Liberty University, which, by the way, the reason that happened, because the photo was sort of, for anybody else, innocuous. It was like two people with their bellies hanging out, but his pants were unzipped. It was very strange.
Have you seen this photo, Colleen?
Yes.
Okay, right. So that photo...
that's the one thing I saw before.
That
I
was like
my
last month when we saw that photo. He took a step back. It made headlines at the time because, again, Liberty University is a very strict, conservative, Christian, evangelical university. Boys and girls cannot dance together. Mm-hmm. They cannot be in the same... Oh, we've been calling it Footloose University because they're not allowed to be in the same room. They're not allowed to... I mean, all these rules. You can't be... Basically, if you're gay, you can't be... You can't, like, do the gay. You can't verb the gay if you go to Footloose University. So that was a scandal. Then, this weekend... We find out that all these rumors we've heard over the years about a pool boy, and actually there's been a fair amount of reporting. Nobody was really paying attention, though. There was this pool boy relationship. Now, we didn't really know the pool boy relationship. We thought, a lot of people thought, either the pool boy was doing it with Jerry Falwell, or maybe the pool boy was doing it with the wife, or maybe it was like a... as Donna called it yesterday, a threebie.
Is that a thing?
But it turns out we found out that lo and behold, Jerry Falwell showed up on Monday morning and said, yeah, so here's the thing. I know I've been taking some time off because of that weird photo. I just want to let you know that my wife totally had an affair. It's fine. I forgave her. She's a horrible person, but, you know, Jesus forgave her, and I forgive her, and we're all good in the hood, so don't worry about us. And 5 minutes later, Reuters drops a bomb of an investigative expose wherein the pool boy is like, actually, I did have an affair with his wife, And shocker, Jerry was in the room because Jerry likes to watch.
No. 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 Okay, now, I need to say this because I got to get it out of my body right now.
Yes.
I don't care what kind of kinky stuff you get up to in your own life, consenting adults.
We have been saying that from the moment go because a lot of people are like, you shouldn't kink shame.
No, I will not kink shame. If it's consenting adults and everybody's on board with whatever kind of thing you're doing, cool, cool, cool. More power to you. Enjoy yourselves. Get out there, do the thing, all right? I cannot be clearer about that.
But,
however, when you have made a life out of telling people how they should morally go about their lives and their own kink, which is not even really kink, it's just human sexuality.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not kinky for being gay.
No.
But your point is well taken.
That's what I'm saying. Is like when my point is.
I mean, I might be kinky, but it ain't because I'm gay. Okay. I ain't in the corner, though. Okay. Anyway, go on.
Anywho, Z-Watsy. When you've made your life work to tell people how to behave morally and you have tried to uphold that.
Yeah, I mean, you literally are running a university where boys and girls can't be in the same room together alone, much less dance together for fear
much less
that
watch
the sperm
other people
and the egg are
going to
combine premaritally. Yeah.
And
oh, but wait,
touch yourself.
Colleen, girl, yes, I am so glad you're finally like arriving in this space. But wait, there's so
more!
Much more.
What? Okay, tell me more.
Okay, so that was Monday, honey. It is now Thursday. Yeah.
Remember, you said you didn't know what day of the week it was.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Well, if we're telling time by the Jerry Falwell Jr. calendar, tell me then what happened Tuesday.
So basically, by Tuesday, it was like, is he going to resign? Monday night, it was clear that he was going to resign, but then it wasn't clear. And then we thought, like, what's going on? Well, maybe he's out. Maybe he's not. Yes, he's actually out. But wait,
there's more.
So he was going to step away.
Right.
More on that in a bit. But then we learned some things directly from Giancarlo Granda. That is the pool boy. We learned.
I got to look him up.
Giancarlo, we learned, actually, he told his side of the story. And remember, Jerry was like, I didn't do nothing. My wife did it, which put a pin in that. What a douchey thing to do, to throw your wife under the bus.
Under the sexy bus.
And I'm sure she was like totally complicit because she was like, we got to save we got to save all our money and our power and our influence. Fine, I'll take the fall because Jerry can't. Also, their name is Falwell. They didn't fall well.
No.
They're not falling well as we speak. So Jerry's like, yep, it's all my wife's fault. And she's like, yep, it's totally my fault. Well, Giancarlo's like, actually, not true, because Jerry was in the corner. And let me tell you how this all went down. From day one, he was a pool boy at the Fountain Blue Hotel in Miami. One afternoon, he's out at the pool doing his pool boy thing, talking to some girls who are in their 20s. You know, age appropriate, because he's 20.
I didn't know he was so young.
Oh yes.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, join us.
Yes.
Okay, I'm here now. I have arrived.
At the beginning of this adventure, Giancarlo the pool boy was 20.
20 years old, and Becky tap tap taps him on the shoulder. Hey, these girls don't know anything. What you need is the real lady. Wink, wink, come up to my hotel room. Minutes later, he is on his way up to the hotel room with Becky, wife of Jerry Falwell, and then she goes, but wait, there's more. One thing. And he's like, yeah, sure, what? My husband likes to watch. Mm-mm. At that moment, wait for it, he turns around, and Jerry Falwell is standing in the corner in a G-string. Or not a G-string. It was actually a Speedo, but G-string, you know.
Close enough.
Close enough. Who cares? Either way, I didn't want to come to work to that image today.
Right?
Welcome.
And that begins a 8-year-long relationship, because this relationship, according to Giancarlo, and wait, because I know you're thinking to yourself, he could be lying, because They're like, we're good Christian people. We don't lie. I mean, we did lie, but now we're not lying. So we're telling truth now. And he's lying and he's trying to make all sorts of money off of us because 5 minutes later, after we were all having sex in my hotel room, we decided to bring him in on a business venture of $1.8 million. That's Mm-mm. totally normal, right? Mm-mm. Anyway, so they have a sexual relationship for 8 years from 2000. No, 9 years? 11 or 12. It was like 2012, perhaps. When this started, it continues. It goes on. They bring him into a business relationship that I don't even have time to go into.
No.
Involves other people. And one of the other people we just found out last night is another pool boy who says he had an inappropriate relationship with Becky Falwell, too. And he hopes that Giancarlo will actually tell the whole truth because he's been leaving some things out.
There's more!
I mean, it gets so nasty. By the way, I haven't even played you the voicemail wherein Becky, her husband, and Giancarlo are all on the phone together. And Becky is talking about how she's jealous of all the women that Giancarlo's hooking up with. And Jerry Falwell, father of Liberty University, is like, don't make her jealous, John.
Oh, my. I couldn't even dream this.
I mean, it literally, I could go on.
We haven't even brought up the personal trainer.
Oh, God, what? There's a personal trainer, too, who they got Liberty University to sell him a building, basically gave it to him for free. He's real hot and looks good with his shirt off, but he's a family man. Ain't nothing weird happened here. I don't think so. If you're willing to walk up to a 20-year-old at the pool in a hotel... That ain't the first time you did that. I wasn't born last night.
I was born at night, but not last night.
That's nasty.
Okay, I'm going to need to read up on this. This is like a Danielle Steele novel.
It's been giving me life all week.
Well, you know,
that is so bad.
But we need stuff.
But we do.
We need this kind of thing.
And we'll continue to tell the story. You'll catch up. We'll get there. But I literally need you to be outraged.
Oh, I am.
I need you to have the feelings. I need you to be disgusted.
I
need you to want more.
Right now, I'm having an internal dance with my feelings, and I can't let that out because we have to run. Elizabeth Reese is on standby waiting to give us more dirt straight from Hollywood. But I'm going to need to process this, and when I come back tomorrow, we'll process it together more.
Okay. All right.
When we come back, Elizabeth Reese is bringing us all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a dirt alert on My Talk 107.1.